Good morning, ni hao. I want to welcome you to this special gathering, special conference on archival advances in historical research derived from the Shanghai Municipal Archives and beyond.
欢迎大家来到今天这个比较特殊的会议。这个会议是这个关于在历史研究中的档案使用，上海市档案馆以及其他。This
conference is part of the ongoing exchange between the Bentley Historical Library here at the University of Michigan and the State Archives Administration of China. And we are now in our 11th year, and it's a great privilege to have this gathering as part of this ongoing program.
那么这个会议呢，是我们这个密大本特利博物档案馆和这个中国国家档案局的多年以来的合作的一个成果。我们这个合作已经进行了11年了，所以今天呢很荣幸，在这样一个交流活动当中能够进行这次会议。
So I want to welcome all of you here this morning, and I want to extend a particular welcome to colleagues from Shanghai and Beijing who arrived just today.
所以今天特别要感谢，就是欢迎大家今天来到这儿，尤其是欢迎那个上海和北京的这个同志，昨天才到，今天才到。
So I want to also just mention, and I said this earlier to our general delegation from China that arrived on Sunday, but the purpose of this exchange really is for each of us, we here in the United States and you from China, to look at archives from a different national perspective.
那么我在跟这个早些时候星期天到达的这个代表团成员也表达了这个意思，就是说我们的交流呢，是为了我们双方的每一个人在这个审视档案的应用的时候呢，有一个不同的这种国家视角。We
think that archival work in the work of the world of information, that archival work in particular is bound by national traditions and practices.
我们认为在这个信息学当中，这个档案馆的使用的话，尤其是和档案工作，尤其受到这个国家的传统和一些习惯的这种限制。And
so the best way to understand and get a perspective on national practice is to step outside your nation and see how another nation does it. It gives you a different perspective.
好的，了解我们本国的这种档案实践是怎么做的这种方式的话呢，就是跳出来，从另外一个其他国家的角度来看。So
over the past 11 years, we have been working with our colleagues in China to further this exchange, and each of us have learned an enormous amount from the other.
在过去的11年当中，我们一直在跟这个中国的同事们一起交流，来推进这个方面的了解，彼此获得了很多东西。So
today's conference looks at a new set of issues for us, the issues of municipal archives, the practices within municipal archives, and the research that is derived from those archives.
那么今天呢，我们所要这个探讨的问题呢，是关于这个市档案馆的这个工作，市档案馆的实践，以及呢从市档案馆这当中信息当中提取出来的研究。So
before I introduce our first speaker, I do want to make an important announcement that everybody will be interested in, and that pertains to our lunch. The lunch today is scheduled in this building. I think, is it on this floor or upstairs?
This floor.
This floor. Oh, the Great Lakes Room, just down the hall. So you're all invited to stay for lunch.
那么在我们介绍第一位这个演讲人之前，我先要做一个非常重要的声明，大家都会感兴趣的，就是今天中午吃饭在哪儿，就在这一层，然后您出去之后有一间屋子叫 Great Lakes Room， 就在那个里面，欢迎所有的大家那个中午来一起吃午饭。
So to begin, our first speaker is Yan Cheng, who is a senior staff member from the Shanghai Municipal Archives.
那么我们今天第一位报告人呢是杨昌先生，来自上海市档那个档案馆，是这个主任科员。
And he has been at the Shanghai Municipal Archives for 8 years, and before that trained at the Shanghai University, and he is from the Shangzhou province.
那么严先生在这个上海市的档案馆工作了8年，在之前呢是从这个上海大学毕业，是扬州人。
So we welcome Mr. Yan.
欢迎严先生。
女士们、先生们，早上好 ，Good morning。非常荣幸能有机会。非常荣幸能有机会在这里向大家介绍上海市档案馆在档案数字化利用方面所做的工作。
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm very honored to have the chance to introduce here about the digitized archive use work in Shanghai Municipal Archives.
随着科学技术的日新月异的发展呢，档案信息载体发生了革命性的变化。电子文件数字化管理的概念呢，频频出现在人们的视野当中。人类呢，正逐步迈入信息化的时代。档案呢，作为档案工作的出发点和归宿，必须及时吸收数字化这一新鲜事物，推动档案事业更好的发展。纵观我国数字化档案发展的进程呢，大致经历了以下4个阶段。第一个阶段。
The medium archive information, the medium archives experienced revolutionary change due to the rapid development of science and technology. Electronic document, digitized management have become common concepts and suggest to us that we're entering a digital age. Archive access and use as the reason d'etre and end goal of archive management needs to embrace the new practice of digitization for better and more rapid archive development. In retrospect, China's archive digitization has largely experienced the 4 stages of development.
档案数字化利用的进程大致历经了以下4个阶段。第一个阶段呢叫启蒙进程，它大致是20世纪90年代中后期，部分档案馆呢开始通过计算机对档案进行编目、注录、检索，在当时被笼统的称为自动化或者是现代化的管理。通过目录的存储和联机检索呢，人们首次认识到了计算机检索的高效率和信息共享较之手工查找索引卡片的巨大优势。
The first stage is stage of emergence. It started in the middle and late 1990s when some archive institutions began to use computer in creating catalog, description, and index, which is in general called automated management or modernized management. Through electronic catalog preservation and a web search, people realized for the first time the huge advantage that came along with the high efficiency of computer searching and information sharing compared with the traditional index card for manual search.
那第二个阶段呢是起步阶段，它是从20世纪末开始的档案馆上网工作。1999年呢，在中国电信联合40多个部委，发起了政府上网工程，各地的档案馆呢纷纷设立了网站。这一时期的档案网站没有数据库的支持，内容呢相对简单，结构比较单薄，通常呢提供给用户的是一种浏览式的图片或者是文字，但是呢尽管如此呢，它的信息的发布功能也是非常强大的。
The second stage is beginning stage. They start in the end of 20th century when the development archive website was noticed. In February 1992, China Telecom initiated a project called Government Goes Online in collaboration with the information departments of more than 40 ministries and commissions directly under the State Council. Following their steps, archive institutions all over the country created their own websites because the archive websites created at this time did not have database support, had a simple structure and limited contents. What they were able to provide to the clients were constrained to pictures and text for browsing. But in spite of these limitations, their powerful function in information distribution was still very impressive.
第三个阶段呢是探索阶段，它是从2000年开始，召开的全国档案工作会议正式拉开了中国档案信息化建设的序幕。它是把档案工作信息化建设呢作为一项战略任务确定下来，把档案部门的工作重点呢由数据库的建设向网络化的建设方向发展，在此基础上呢，数字化利用的内容和形式呢，也逐渐的丰富起来了。
The third stage is stage of exploration. In December 2000, the National Conference of Archive Work officially lifted the curtain on information construction of China's archives. The National Bureau of Archives issued the 10-5-year plan for the national development of archive enterprise and the program for the implementation of national archive information construction, which affirmed archive information construction as a national strategic priority. Database resource development and internet development become new work emphasis to the archive institutions. As a result, the contents and the format of digitized utilization were gradually enriched.
第四个阶段呢是跨越阶段，进入了21世纪的头十年以来呢，计算机互联网络的发展，实现了信息资源跨库共享、超大规模和分布式的数字信息系统。它的主要工作任务呢，不仅是管理文件生命周期运动到最后一个阶段藏入档案馆的文件，也叫做档案。而且呢，它也参与控制，电子政务系统、政府信息公开形成的电子文件。因此呢，它对外提供的利用服务不仅限于传统的概念的档案服务，它也是向整个社会提供更广泛意义上的文档信息服务。大规模的电子文件的产生，以及原有的纸质文档的全面的数字化呢，使档案的数字化的利用呢成为可能。
The first is the stage of leap forward. In the first decade of the 21st century, the internet has been processing and preserving electronic files, archives, and other kinds of information, and brought into reality very large scale distributive digital information system for information sharing between databases. Its main task is not only to manage the last stage of the record's life cycle in the form of filed records, i.e. archive, but also to engage in managing electronic administrative system and the electronic records produced by the government action of publicizing government information. Therefore, the utilization services provided by archive are not limited to those in the traditional sense, but extended to more general record information service to the whole society. Electronic record generated in the grand scale and comprehensive digitization of paper-based record made possible the digitized utilization of archives.
大家都知道呢，档案的利用的主体呢是利用者。数字化利用作为现代档案的利用的新模式，它的核心是利用数字化的先进手段为不同阶层的利用者服务，而面向社会大众的公共档案馆的种种建设的努力呢，吸引了更多的社会群体关注档案和档案工作。多元的利用需求呢，正是由不同的利用群体和各自利用目的的差异呢而产生的。而数字化呢，正好为他们提供了这样一个平台，就是可以充分整合各种不同需求的利用目的，而成为一个通用化的一体式的平台。这也正是传统的档案载体和利用模式所无法比拟的。
As well known, the center of concern for archive utilization is the user digitization as the new model of archive utilization aims at employing advanced technology to serve users of different levels. The efforts to build public archives indeed have attracted the attention of many social groups to archives and archive work. Different user groups use archives for different purposes. This variation brings forth the diverse utilization needs that archive needs to address. Digitization offers a general one-stop service platform to substantially integrate the various needs. In comparison superior to the medium and utilization model of traditional archive.
目前到档案馆来利用档案的主要有以下三种人群。第一种呢是以研究为主要目的的学术研究者。第二种呢是以工作查考为目的的机构工作者。第三种呢是以个人查证为目的的普通市民。
At present, there are three major groups of archive users. Researchers who mainly use archive for their academic investigation, institutional users for business purpose, and individual users for personal purpose.
而根据不同档案馆的规模、专业程度的差异呢，三种利用群体的比例也有所差异。
Depending on the size of archives and the professional level, the ratio of three groups varies.
下面我给大家介绍一下上海市档案馆档案利用服务中心2009年的首先给大家看一下这个数据，利用统计的数据。大家从这个数据当中呢可以了解一下这三种群体大致的一些分布的情况。
Here I'm showing some statistics generated by the Archive Service Center in Shanghai Municipal Archives, which will show us the situation of the characteristics of the user groups.
2009年，档案利用服务中心它利用的档案的卷次总数为73,628卷次，其中建国前的档案利用卷次超过了51,000卷，近70%的比例呢，说明利用者对于馆藏档案利用的重点是建国前的档案。
So the total volume of file accessed is 73,628.Volumes, I think, including 51,000 of pre-PRC files, about 70% of the total, suggesting this is a major interest to the archive users.
在利用总卷次当中呢，其中学术研究，利用的卷次呢，占到了约48,000卷，个人的查阅呢，占到了6,835卷，工作查考呢，约有16,222卷。近41%的比例说明了学术研究者是目前馆藏档案的主要的查阅者。
The second bullet point here listed the distribution among the three group, user groups. Of this, 41% are by academic use, which indicate research users represent the major group.
学术研究利用呢，总共有48,171卷，其中呢。利用建国前档案的卷次超过了30,000卷，近72%的比例呢，说明了学术研究者主要利用的是馆藏档案中的建国前档案，也就是49年以前的档案。
Of the 48,171 files accessed for academic purpose, more than 30,000 are pre-PRC. Approximately 72% suggest that the pre-PRC files are major interest of research users.
如果我们做进一步的分析呢，还可以发现，研究者他对建国前档案的利用也是集中在若干的权重群的，他们主要是金融机构、学校、租界。部分政府机构、企业、地产和人员流动等等。
With further analysis, we notice that the interest of research users also concentrate on several file categories, which are financial institutions, schools, concessions, some governmental institutions, business enterprises, realty, and personal transfer.
针对不同用户群体的多元化的需求的细分和深入的研究呢，可以帮助我们掌握数字化建设的基本方向，抓住重点，逐个突破。
To help us orient the digitization development and customize our service, a further analysis of the user group needs is necessary.
好，我们首先看一下学术研究者他对于数字化利用的主要需求有哪几个方面。
First, let's look at the needs of the research users.
学术研究者呢，他第一个要求的方面是要求目录查询的内容要完整。要直接能够对应有全文。
The first need is complete catalog and the full text links.
学术研究者对自己到底需要什么样的材料呢？没有明确的目标，大多数情况下，他们是确定有专题了以后呢，才到档案馆查找材料的。但是对于论文本身的框架结构以及在研究中需要的哪一些材料，并没有什么清楚的认识，甚至呢，有些他会临时更改原来的工作计划，但是他们并不十分介意历史档案注入差、难以寻找等问题，因为案卷标题可以很明确的为他们的研究呢做出提示。他们的要求是目录的数据库的完整性、准确性和连续性，以便在他们检索时呢可以随时的查看相应的全文。
Researchers do not always know specifically what archive materials they need. Most often, they visit archives after they had developed a research topic, but still without a clear idea about their framework or what materials the research will need. Not infrequently, they change their original research plan. They do not really mind that the descriptions are difficult to search or not informative because the title of the files has made clear suggestion for their research, to their research. What they need is the completeness, accuracy, and continuity of the catalog database and the availability of full text during their search.
第二个方面呢，就是他们能够希望提供专题化、分类化的专题目录。学术研究者呢，尽管一般都有他自己的研究专题，但是呢，更希望档案馆能够提供和自己研究方向相近或者相同的专业性的目录，甚至建立在已知的研究或者是编研成果基础上的这种目录，更具有系统性和研究价值，也可以使自己的自身的研究呢，找准切入点，从而更有针对性。
The second is about their need for a classification of subject catalogs that they wish that could be better informed by new disciplinary discoveries. Because although researchers have their own specialty, they still wish the archive can provide catalogs that reflect knowledge or subject classification close or similar to their own areas, especially if a catalog classification is based on disciplinary research findings or compilation research. It will be considered systematic and valuable, more helpful for researchers to locate their, for themselves a starting point and to hone their research focus.
第三呢，他们是要求查询的功能分级化和层次化。学术研究者呢，因为他研究的层次进度的不同呢，往往希望从多种角度上去发掘史料的价值，从而对检索工具的多级逐次检索、深度检索、模糊检索的功能呢，提出了更高的要求。而我国目前的档案馆呢，它检索工具呢一般都比较简单，界面功能比较单一，数据格式呢也互不兼容，检索的查询率和查准率呢也比较难以保证。
Okay, I'm done with my prepared translation. Now I'm going to translate just from now on. And you have to bear with me. My translation won't be able to match Mr. Yan's well-written language anymore. So the third need of a research user is about more hierarchical and multifunction research, search, which means that because they have different, they're at different research level and at different stages of their research, they wish that they could have like multiple purpose and using all sorts of details to find out the historical material that they use. So they have a high demand about the search function, the search engine, deep web content search, hibernating search. These pose some difficulty because our archive facility right now has a problem that they usually have very simple user page, database format are not comparable, and the accuracy and exhaustiveness of the search is not guaranteed.
第四个方面呢，是要求服务的便捷化。学术研究者呢，他从事一项研究呢，少则十天半月，多则呢要半年或者一年的时间。每天呢，他的调卷量是非常大的。从保管的角度上来说呢，频繁的使用这些档案呢，对档案的本身损害比较严重，同时呢，也可能占用别人使用的档案资源。因此呢，充分利用数字化的成果。利用呢数字文档便于共享和自助服务的优势呢，设计更为合理的人性化的复制流程呢，既可以提高利用者的利用效率， 也减轻了档案利用接待工作的压力。
The first needs about the convenience and promptness of the archive service. Academic, the research users, the spend a various range of time on doing their research. They need to access a large volume of document every day, and this means there has to be frequent transfer of document. From the perspective of preservation, frequent use and duplication or xeroxing will hurt the original copy of the original document, and also this access by one person means competitive competition with other the needs of other users. Digitization has this convenience of data sharing and self-service, and the interface is also more user-friendly. This will reduce the workload of the archive service to meet the needs of research users.
第二个方面呢，工作查考者他对于数字化利用的主要需求呢，体现在以下几个方面。首先呢，就是对文件及目录注入的准确要求呢比较高。
Now we look at the needs of the institutional users. First, they have a high requirement about the accuracy of a file item list.
工作查考者呢，他到档案馆来查阅之前呢，通常对预先对所需的档案内容呢进行了了解和准备，因此它的目的性呢比较强，要求呢检索工具呢能够在最短的时间内找到所需的文件的标题，但是呢对文件的内容呢并不需要当场阅读，这就要求文件级的档案目录入录的准确程度要非常的高。但是十分可惜的是，目前档案馆尤其是大型的综合档案馆相对较低的文件及目录的覆盖率呢，是他们和帮助他们的档案工作人员最大的障碍。
Institutional users are well prepared before they come to the archives, so they are more focused about and more clear about what they want, what they are looking for. So they need the search engine to find them the title, the file item.Title in the shortest time, but they do not need to read the contents of the file right away. So this means the file item list has to be very accurate. But unfortunately, at present, archives, especially the large comprehensive archives, they usually have very low coverage of the file item list.
第二个呢是他们对于利用的效率和速度呢有较高的要求。
The second is about their higher expectation of prompt and efficient service.
工作查考者呢因为时间有限，他到档案馆来查呢要求快速的准确的找到所需的文档呢，并而且呢要能够当场获取档案的复制件。因此呢在使用数字化利用平台的过程当中呢，检索工具的检索速度还有全文点击打开的速度、全文打印的效率等等呢，都可能引起他们的关注。
So the institutional users, they are kind of constrained by their work. They have limited time to do their search in the archive, and they want a fast and accurate search. And usually, they want to have the document to be duplicated at their visit. So.When they use the digitized platform, the speed of the search engine, the speed of the how soon the full text is available, and the quality of full text print, or their particular concern, of their particular concern.
第三个呢，就是他们对于照片和图纸类的需求呢比较专业。
The third one is that they expect higher professional standards for photos and drawings.
工作查考者呢，他出于工作的目的，往往需要获取一些照片、图纸的复制件，用于在档案馆授权的前提下呢，用于各种公共场合的展览展示。因此呢，他在于数字化档案的使用过程当中呢，对于电子文件的清晰度、色彩均要求忠实于原貌。
Institutional purposes, because for a business, institutional users for business purpose, to search for business purpose, usually the need to retrieve photos, images, and some rare, the duplication of some rare document authorized by the archives so that they can use for display in public occasions or exhibitions. So they have a higher requirement about the fidelity of the color and how clear the electronic file the document is. That's what they need.
And so in that time, 档案馆呢, 在这方面 为他们提供的 数字化的档案呢, 一般呢, 是采用 比较格式精度 比较低的 黑白扫描的图片格式, 这是为了便于文件的储存和网络的传输的需要。 此类的文档呢, 无法直接满足他们的需求, 必须呢, 要对原件进行彩色的高精度的扫描, 才可以达到目的。 而扫描的过程呢, 实际上是对数字化文档的第二次破坏。 对于此类的需求呢, 应当在数字化的初期建设的初期呢, 就应该予以考虑。
In contrast to these users' needs, archives usually when they digitize the those files, they use black white scan to reduce the size of the document for to make the make the their preservation easier, so the document usually cannot meet the needs of the institutional users. Then the institutional user will require the archive to scan the original document, and scanning is oftentimes will create damage to the original copy. So for this kind of needs, the archive should take it into consideration in the early stage of digitization.
第三个方面呢, 我们看一下个人查证者对数字化利用有哪些主要需求。
The third group is the individual user for personal purposes.
第一个呢, 是他们对于检索系统的个人性化、易用性有较高的要求。
The first is that they need the retrieve system to be more user-friendly.
从上海市档案馆利用接待的实际经验来看, 个人的查证者呢, 他普遍年龄比较大, 缺乏基本的计算机和网络知识技能, 一个过分复杂的系统界面往往到了令人不知所措、望而却步的地步, 然后转而他们依赖于必须依赖于人工的服务或者委托的服务, 也增加了接待查档人员的协助的难度，因此也不利于让更多的利用者能够亲身的了解档案、感受档案。
From the experience of SMA, the Shanghai Municipal Archive, usually the individual users, they tend to be older and they're not good at using computer or internet. They feel so confused in front of a very complicated system, and then they turn to human service or entrusted service, which in turn increase the workload of the archive service in doing demonstration or facilitation. And also this reduce the access of those individual users to experience to the archive and to experience the archive themselves.
第二个呢, 就是他们对于涉及个人信息的注入深度要求比较高。
The second is that they expect more details of the descriptions that related to personal information.
个人查证者呢, 他利用档案的直接目的 就是查询与 直接与个人相关的一些资料，因此呢， 他更加关注那些包含个人信息或者直接与个人相关的档案。这些文件呢， 可能是一份文件、一张卡片、一张表格， 也可能是一份名单，但是它共同的特点 通常是涉及一个或者是多个人名。而传统的文件目录、档案目录， 由于注录的规则、目录纸张的空间篇幅所限呢， 不可能完全列举文件内的人名， 因此呢， 造成了此类信息对于馆藏量巨大的档案馆来说无疑是大海捞针， 而数字化平台为这样的需求提供了理论上的可能，欠缺的只是投入和实现利用的形式。这也正是我们目前各级档案馆大力开展涉及民生档案资源的立足点之一。
The individual users, they use archive for personal, usually to find out personal information. So, they have more interest in those archive files that has that contain personal information or personal related. Anyway.And those files are usually just like one document, one card, or one form, only one list. But usually they share the characteristic that they involve one or more names. But the traditional archive, due to the space limitation of index card description format, they cannot list all the names that contained in a particular document. So to find out such kind of information in a large archive is very difficult, but the digitized platform, at least theoretically, provide a possible solution. What we need right now is to make investment and find out the best way to implement this. And this is also this is a focus of our archives in developing the archive resources that are related to people's livelihood.
第三个呢，就是他们对于跨地区、跨部门远程查询的需求比较强烈。
The third one is that they have stronger need about long distance inquiry that may cross over regions and the departments.
个人查阅者呢，他一般查阅的时间仅有半天左右，甚至有些只有一到两个小时。而各级综合档案馆、专业性档案馆的数量众多，地区分散，隶属的政府部门的关系各不相同，为一件事情往往需要在多个档案馆之间来回奔波，因此实现远程查询、跨地区查询、跨馆查询成为一种实际的需求。但是目前这样利用的方式呢，还需要网络软硬件和资金的投入，以及各级管事政府部门之间的协调与配合。
The individual users usually have very limited searching time, like only half day or a couple of hours. But the archive system have very dispersed structure, and they usually, oftentimes they locate in different places or they are under the direction of different governmental. Departments. So individual users may have to travel between archives just for one piece of information. For this reason, to provide long distance, to make long distance inquiry possible and to help the users connect the to find information that may locate in different archives in different places, is highly needed. So, but at present, to make this a reality, we still need network, software, investment, and especially the collaboration between archives and the different governmental departments.
以上列举的仅仅是三种利用群体当中比较有代表性的需求方向，从中呢，我们可以在开发数字化利用平台的过程当中呢，受到启发，找准重点，避免走弯路和进行重复的低水平的数字化的建设，使数字化的利用的过程呢，充分体现人性化利用的思想。
What we have listed above is only the most representative needs of the three user groups. From this analysis, we hope to develop more focused, customized, and user-friendly digitized utilization structure.
我们认为呢，数字化的档案数字化的最终目的呢，应该侧重于使用。其次呢，才是 保管满足保管保护的需要。而今后呢，在今后的相当长的一段时期内，数字化利用呢，主要是在局域网和互联网的平台之上，以馆藏档案数字化资源为基础实现的。
The above use analysis suggests to us that suggest to us that the diverse needs are real and need to be addressed by public archives in providing their utilization service. The advantage of a digitized platform is ability to develop different modules targeting at different user needs and integrate them into a unified system. For this reason, we argue that the end goal of archive digitization should prioritize utilization before the retention and conservation needs.
以我们上海市档案馆为例呢，数字化的利用呢已经开展有一定的规模了，但是也存在一定的制约的瓶颈。
I missed one sentence. In a considerably long period of time, digitized utilization may be realized largely through internet and based on the digitized archive collections. Although SMA has been conducting implementation of this digitized utilization for quite a while, obstacles and constraints still remain.
目前上海市档案馆开展数字化利用的服务项目主要有，第一个是网络目录检索服务。
At present, the specific forms of digitized utilization include the following items. First is a web catalog retrieval system.
它覆盖了81万卷的开放档案在内的所有的馆藏文书档案案卷级目录和已经注入的文件级目录。
Okay, I'll just read from the slide so that it's easier for you to follow. It means the file list and file item list for items with descriptions already provided will be covered by the service system. And those lists covers all SMA collection text files, including 810,000 volumes of open access archive. Currently, the number of users that in access this service through the internet has reached 20,000 persons a year, and the number of users through internet has reached 43,000 visits a year.
目前呢，利用这些目录的检索人次呢，近20,000人次一年；利用因特网，进行目录检索的近4.3万一年。
This is the
第二个呢，就是档案数字化全文阅览服务。
The second one is the archive full text service.
这一功能呢，目前主要是有在上海市档案馆外滩新馆查阅服务中心内部的局域网上实现的。
This function now is provided by the new branch of Shanghai SMA located in the Bund.there's a searching service center, and it has an intranet provide this function.
目前呢，我们的数据库可以提供约7000万页全文供利用者查阅，而馆藏照片浏览器呢，可以查看已经数字化的约55,000张馆藏照片。
So now the database provides about 70 million full text documents, and through the archive photo browser, a user can access more than 45,000 digitized photos.
第三个方面呢，是网络调卷与打印服务。
The third one is a request of retrieval through internet and also request the service of printing through internet.
公众用户呢，可以通过局域网提供的用户功能呢，实现自助提交调卷申请、打印、复制档案的申请。
Wait a second, I can't go to next slide. Sorry. Computer's a little bit slow right now. Okay. The public now, the general public can use the internet to submit on to submit their request form for to retrieve file or print a duplicate document.
目前呢，仅打印一项呢，每月就达到了12000页以上。
At present, the with regard to printing, the monthly request has reached more than 12,000 pages.
第四个方面呢，是涉及民生档案数据库的检索服务。
The fourth one is the retrieval service, the searching service, retrieval service that is related to for a database related to livelihood archives.
目前呢，就是我们已经可以提供358万条婚姻档案，62万余条独生子女档案，500余万条民国时期国民身份证，以及等。多类涉及民生档案的档案专题数据库的查询服务。
At present, we can provide records about like a 3 million, 3.58 million marriage record, 620,000 single child records, and more than 5 million citizen identification information for the Republican period, and many other categories.
第五个方面呢，就是我们提供多媒体的视听服务。
The fifth one is about the multimedia visual, audiovisual service.
上海市档案馆外滩新馆的电子阅览厅呢，提供该项多媒体视听服务，它同时是在内部的局域网上实现的，档案利用系统中的一个板块，利用该系统的人次呢，近10000人次每年。上海档案信息网的视频点播当中呢，也有部分的音像资料发布。
Again, this is provided by the new branch of SMA at Bund. It has a digital reading hall that provides this multimedia audiovisual service. It is a module located in the digitized utilization system situated in the internet, on the internet. The user has reached about 10,000 people a year.
下面呢，我给大家介绍一下我们在数字化利用当中发现的一些面临的一些问题以及相关的对策。
The next we'll talk about the main strategies. We talk about the problems we encountered in digitized utilization and the solutions we have.
我们可以看一下这个表格，它主要反映的是上海市档案馆馆藏和数字化的一个基本的情况。
Okay. Give me 1 minute to check the. It seems like missing pages. Just want to make sure.Okay, here's some statistics. Yeah,
we can go ahead. We can continue. 我们可以看一下这个表格。我们上海市档案馆目前的实体的馆藏量呢，有约有300万卷，其中案卷级目录呢有239万条，文件级的目录呢有437万条，而全文呢总共的页数目前约有9000万页。
In this table, we have on the left column the categories like archive collection, file list, file item list, and full text. And the middle column has the quantity of those collections.
We can see this graph. Because of the new collected data not entered the data bank, so it caused这300万卷档案，它对应的案卷级的目录呢，只有239万条，两者存在的一定的差距。如果以一卷平均10组文件计算呢，300万卷档案目录呢，它应该对应有3000万条的文件级的目录。实际呢，在实际的统计的过程当中呢，这个数据可能远远的超过3000万条。
嗯。What we can see here, because some of the newly received files are not included in this database, so the 3 million volumes of archive collection actually has only 2,039,000, corresponding only to the file list of 2,039,000 entries. And so there's this discrepancy between the second line and the third line data. If we count that one file may include 10 file list, this 3 million file will be matching should match 30 million file list.So there's a huge gap there.
如果以一组文件平均5页算，300万卷档案至少包含了1.5亿页全文，而现在9000万页的全文数量呢，约占全部馆藏的60%。
If we count by page number, the 90 million page number actually only.Is only about 60% of the actual archive collection, the collection of the whole archive, the whole collection of the archive.
所以我们可以看到数字化的任务呢相当繁重，因此由此产生的问题就是如何制定馆藏档案数字化的宏观政策。
This means that we have a huge task in front of us in, with regard to digitization. And the corresponding question will be how to make the macro policy, the general policy about the digitization of archive, digitization of archive collections.
对于馆藏量比较少的档案馆，投入一定的财力物力，选择合适的数字技术，制定相应的规范标准，在一定时间内构筑覆盖全部馆藏的文件及目录数据库、全文数据库，甚至照片声像数据库，并不是非常困难。而对于像上海市档案馆这样的馆藏量十分庞大的档案馆而言，必然会面临这样的权衡，如何同时满足利用的需求、保管的需求以及馆藏量的需求？
To fully implement this kind of digitization means, in many aspects there should be investment and technical work to be done. And this may not be so difficult for an archive that has a small collection, but for a large size archive like MSA, how to balance the needs of this different aspect of task posed a huge problem.
构建文件级目录的数据库和全文数据库，文件级目录数据库和全文的数据库是否一定要达到覆盖全部馆藏的要求？在档案馆藏数字化完全实现之前，继续选择一部分利用率比较高的重点全宗进行全文数字化，可以基本上满足绝大多数的利用需求和保管需求。可以在完成对这部分档案数字化之后，再综合考虑各方面的因素，逐步对其他的档案进行数字化。
So the solution now is to set stages for the development. Right now, we have we prioritize the collection that has high need of use for digitization, and then we proceed to other collections step by step.
对建国前档案进行文件及目录的数据库的建设呢，它的投入和实际的效用不成正比。对于与其选择整理基础很差，需要投入大量专业力量，而且实际效果却不明显的建国前档案呢，不如选择整理基础相对比较好，大部分已经具备卷内目录的建国后档案进行文件及注录，特别是其中的政府部门的全宗，可以基本满足工作查考和个人查证的检索需求。
I give an example about how we prioritize what collection to digitize. For example, the pre-PRC files, if we to digitize the pre-PRC archives, the investment, the cost-benefit analysis won't be so convincing because we have to invest a lot to reorganize the files and employ a large number of professional experts, but the actual effects we can achieve won't be as obvious as if we invest the same amount of resources on the files after the establishment of PRC.
我们可以通过一组实际的数据呢，看一下这样的数字化策略实施的效果。
Here I will show another set of data about the effect of this digitization strategy.
第一个表格呢是上海市档案馆2009年度数字化全文的利用比例，其中呢原件利用占全部利用卷次的 38.8%， 全文利用占全部利用卷次的 45.9%， 而缩微胶片的利用占全部利用卷次的 15.3%。
Okay. Here's the utilization data.To compare the use of different type of files, the use of the original files, and the use of full text, the use of microfilm, and the right column is about the percentage of the total volume used.
到2010年的一至九月份呢，由于针对性的数字化策略的效果逐步显现呢，月均的数字化利用的比率呢已经达到了59%以上。我们可以看一下下面这个表格。
Because we had this strategy of customized digitization, from January to September in 2010, the monthly use of digitized archive, that percentage has reached 59%, reached about 59%.
由此可见呢，从利用的实际需求出发，因地制宜制定实施合理的馆藏数字化的宏观策略，是提高数字化利用规模和效率的必然需求。
So this table shows that across the months, the percentage of digitized archive use of the total file use. So this shows that if we just take into consideration of the actual needs and customize our service, we will achieve rather ideal effect.
面对多元化的利用需求呢，档案数字化。利用的未来的发展方向呢，应该体现在以下两个方面。
The future development of digitized archive should focus on the following two aspects.
第一个呢，就是加强本馆的数字化建设，丰富以局域网为基础的利用资源。
The first one is to promote the development of the local archives digitization and enhance the resources for archive utilization based on the internet.
基于数字局域网的数字化利用平台呢，是最基本最底层的数字化利用平台，是今后推进更大范围内的信息共享建设的基础。因此局域网的建设呢，应该首先从本馆占据主流的利用需求出发，充分考虑本地本馆的现实情况，同时兼顾通用性和扩展的功能，有针对性的进行开发。
The platform based on internet is the most basic and fundamental digitization platform for future development of the information sharing infrastructure. So the development of the internet should first take into consideration our own archive needs and then to think about the generalizability, the potential of expansion. In this way, we may speed up the organization of the catalogs, open access appraisal, digitization, and all based on the structure of our own archive collection.
可以呢，结合本馆馆藏的结构呢，加快目录整理、开放鉴定和数字化扫描的进度，逐步扩大馆藏档案的开放的程度，提高公众可用的档案信息总量。同时呢，适时逐步的推出整合了诸如高清数字化照片和图纸类的专业的数据库、民生档案数据库、行业专题数据库等模块和的利用系统，并把网络式的自助服务等人性化的措施贯穿其中，形成具有自身特色、符合大众需求的数字化的利用模式。
On this basis, then we can strive for more advanced goals of the archive digitization, such as increase the open access, increase the volume of information available to the public, and also provide high fidelity image and drawings for database like that and other databases, and also provide more user-friendly internet service.
第二个方面呢，就是开展馆际联动，利用数字化网络平台整合馆际的档案资源。
The second one is to promote collaboration between archives, integrating the resources of individual archive institutions through the digital web platform.
比如呢，现在我们上海市档案馆呢正在联合本市的各个区县档案馆开展城市记忆数字工程项目，通过建设在政务外网和互联网上的档案公共服务平台，实现与政府公务网的三网合一的服务模式。除了提供针对本馆数据库的常规的档案检索服务以外，还提供全市范围内的一站式的分布检索功能，通过网络实现市区两级档案资源库的联网，可以为社会公众提供更多的民生档案方面的资源、政府公开信息的内容，从而实现就近利用、跨馆出证的服务。
展示出来可以吧？
可以，
来解释啊。 So in terms of this collaboration, for example, SMA is working together with the Shanghai's other district and district and county archives, and launched a project called Digital Memory of the Cities. Okay. And this figure to illustrate the concept of three web in one design. In this structure, there's this internet use system of the archives, which is connected with the government site for the purpose of publicizing government information, and also collected with worldwide the archives available on worldwide web. So in this way, the archives intend to provide a more integrated service, something called like one-stop service.
同时呢，我们利用新平台的后发的技术优势，以更加人性化的开发策略，建设各个子系统的软硬件设施，从档案整理尽管的源头抓起，整合目前已经开发出的各种档案资源，形成一揽子的档案信息整体流通渠道，打破馆内馆外以及地域的限制，在请进来的同时呢，也走出去，有利于将有利于国计民生、有利于经济建设的信息主动推向公众，在为经济生产做出贡献的同时呢，也有利于提升社会公众对于档案馆和档案工作的关注的程度，为未来公共档案馆的全面发展打下良好的基础。
Well, we also take advantage of the advanced technology and not only to acquire archive materials, but also to step out of the archive and promote the archive information to the general public. In this way, we made our contribution to the country's economic development and also raised the awareness of the general public about the archives and archive work and to develop a good public relationship for future public archives, for development, for the future development of public archives.
最后我也讲呢，就是现代信息技术的发展为档案馆的服务和利用双方呢提供了便利，但是在数字化的过程当中呢，应当考虑不同用户群体的多元化的需求，在实际的实施过程当中呢，还要结合本国本地本馆的实际情况，以满足利用为主要目的，有计划分步骤的推进数字化利用。
So in summary, the development of modern technology benefits both archive service and utilization. During the process of digitization, we should take into consideration the diverse needs of different user groups. The actual implementation should be based on the archive, local and national conditions with meeting user needs as the main goal in order to advance digitized utilization in a well-planned way step by step.
好，以上就是我今天所要讲的全部的内容。如果各位有问题的话，可以提问。Any questions?
Thank you. Do we have Q&A right now? And welcome to raise questions. Do we plan for Q&A or we?
A couple of questions.
Yeah, 我们可以提几个问题。
I had a question. I was curious about because the utilization of the internet is so widely adopted in the Shanghai.Archives, are there any security concerns in the public use of the archives through internet?
就这个问题是说，就是这个在档案使用当中，互联网使用已经非常普遍了。那么在这个过程当中，有没有这种安全考虑这些措施？有没有这些担忧？
有，这个呢，我们已经目前采取的，它是采取的一种权限认定的，就是通过就是。对，就是网络内的，它通过这种软件， 软件设置用户的不同用户的权限，就是把这三种不同的用户群体把它区分开，就是不同的用户群体，它根据
就是指那个研究人员，
对对对对、
okay.
就根据他们不同的利用目的把他们的权限区分开来，就是根据你需要，根据你工作目的的需要，或者是根据你的研究目的的需要，提供给你不同的内容。有一些可能出于工作目的的，它可能使用的权限比较高一些，有一些通过就是学术目的，或者是一些本身你需他为了办某一件事情全来查阅档案的话，那可能就是只能在我们的已经开放的馆藏的范围内进行检索，这个它可能相对来说它利用的权限要低一些。
嗯嗯the answer is yes, and the method to control is the method is to control is to use software. So the different user groups, like the research user, institutional user, they will have different access to different levels of information because their specific purpose. For example, the institutional users, they have some particular business purpose usually related to the government needs. So they may have higher accessibility to information, while the research user may be constrained within the open archive.
而且在这个过程当中，我们有不同的区域，有不同的电脑设备，还有通过数字的 key 就是密钥。密钥来控制这个权限，所以
那个地域是指什么？地域是指
就
是
区域
。那么就是说，是这个行政级别还是这个
不是不是，就是一个室内的一个区域。
室内的一个区域是指局域网什么这种？
可能就
是
阅览，我们阅览它这个公众用户和工作用户，它是在不同的区域，就是使用这些数字化的档案。
Okay. And also they set up different areas of searching for users for business purpose or for private purpose, and they also use technology like keyword, a password to manage the access.
所以这方面的安全性还是可以保证的。
So the security is well protected.
Any questions? Other question?
有没有其他的问题？那个
？Okay, well, I this one.
Yes, I want to thank very much Mr. Yang Cheng for a very interesting presentation. I
谢谢严昌先生非常有意思的这个报告。
I spoke with Mr. earlier this morning with Mr. Guo Yongjun, director of the Shanghai Archives, and said that Shanghai Municipal Archives is a model archive institution for all of us because of your advanced practices with technology and your wonderful collections.
那个早晨的时候我跟那个上海档案工作负责人郭先生聊过，就说这个上海市档案馆是这个上海市档案系统的这个模范，就是因为这种对于高科技的这个利用和以及馆藏的丰富。
So your presentation affirms that that you are a model.
所以严先生的这个报告就是更加肯定了说为什么这个上海市档案馆是模范。
So I hope you'll share your slides, leave the slides, English slides with us, because I can use them in my campaign for our archives.
然后他说让严先生把这个英文的 PPT 留给他们，他将来自己档案馆做这个什么筹资之类的这种活动的时候可以用。
谢谢。
Thank you.